Welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we will not be talking about a business per se. We're going to be talking about the idea of failure in your business. Currently, I am a school teacher. That's where I get my main income. But I also have three other personal income sources, a website selling videos, biblical videos, a second selling teacher-made materials, and then my own site where I sell my own biblical videos directly to the consumer. And my wife is a photographer, and she makes money doing that. But here's the thing. I have failed at least four other times creating websites. I started them. I got everything organized and ready. And they just failed. Now, here's the thing. After realizing where I failed, it really did help me see what I was doing. See, the first time I made a website, I got so far as to get a name, find a host, and put up some content, and that was about it. I didn't know what else to do, and after a while, I gave up. And then in the second website I started, it was about math videos. I created these great videos. I loved it. Had the website, had the content up, even wrote some articles, created a bunch of things. And then I ran into a website that was doing it much better than I was. And I thought, in order for me to compete against that website, it would require me to devote all my time and effort for several years before I saw any kind of return on that effort. So I stopped there. So what did I learn that time? I needed to check for competition to see if there was something that I could do better than them before I personally went out and tried it. And then I tried another website. I forgot what this was for. I think it was just getting ready for a state test or such things. Again, I created content, had the website, had the web domain, everything ready. And I don't know what happened that time, but what I did set up that was further than any other was I set up a ClickBank, which is essentially you can take orders for things directly from a person interested in buying anything from your site, which is something I'd never done before. So I took it a little bit further. But now I remember the one thing that prevented me was I was following this step-by-step guide on how to do it. And I realized this fifth step of creating backlinks, which is important if you're creating a website, that was too much. It was like it overwhelmed me. I didn't want to do all those other things. I just wanted to create content. Well, though I let that side go. And all those failures, and I'm sure there was a few more, I didn't get down on myself because I failed. What I did is that I took the time and I realized, okay, every time I started something new, I went a little bit further. I learned a little bit more. And it became easier and easier to get the preliminary information done, like setting up a website, getting it hosted, and making it look good and creating some content just to start. That all became easy. In fact, I could do it now in a weekend, but this last time where I actually created a website where things started coming back to me was when I started backlinking, because I took some time and tried to study and figure out what can I do, what is understandable, and how's my competition doing, what are they doing. And so I just took it to the next step so I can get to a place where I can make money and actually succeed on this particular website. But the thing is, again, you cannot let failure stop you. It's only a wasted failure if you don't learn from it. And then the next time you try something, take it a little bit further, because you understand how you failed last time and you prepare for that failure on your next one so that it doesn't happen again. Learn from your mistakes, but keep on going. Otherwise, what are your other options? Because if you stop trying, essentially, that's the last failure. So just want to encourage you, if you are interested in starting a home-based business, you want to work from home, go to my website at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org. Organized for you to make your best decision on starting your work-from-home idea search.